The Slacker Show. Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
Singing.
News.
Oh, sorry.
News.
No. No.
News.
No.
News.
No.
Our only real hope is to decide if this is news or no.
Good evening.
I never know who's going to go. This whole thing is just...
Good evening.
Good evening.
Lonely lovers all over the world, be ready, because today's a very special day.
We're here. We're ready.
Lonely lovers? Is that really...
That's a thing? Text Your Ex Day.
Oh, gosh,
Will anyone be celebrating?
No.
It's Text Your Ex Day?
Mm-hmm.
I think I'd rather, like, scoop my eyeballs out with a spoon.
But who do you call your ex?
All. Even situationships, that's included.
You've got so many. Are we supposed to hook up with them?
You're supposed to text them.
That's just text.
Yeah.
And just say, hey.
Yeah, just, you know, checking in. How you been?
I've gotten zero texts from exes today.
That was my next question. Has anybody gotten a text? Because I have not either. No one's interested.
Honey.
You know the really tall guy?
My wife won't even text me.
The tall guy who works at the other radio station next door?
Yes.
He's the only person who's texted me today.
Oh.
And we only slept together the one time.
Yeah.
So if he thinks we were in a relationship. Dan! This was not a relationship.
Yeah.
So what would I say? Because I'll text one right now.
No, don't.
Tell me which one to text.
Don't do it. Don't do it.
Give me the first
one.
No.
Why not?
What? Just like, hey, thinking about you. Like,
no.
What does it say? Since you're the one who brought this up, what does it say you're supposed to do? You're like, it's just to check in, or is it try?
You don't
to
even
try
want
to
check in.
Yeah,
let,
I do.
Let them
Why?
Be. You be. Let them be.
Okay.
Yeah. It just says get out your phone, think of something you want to say, and participate in National Text Your Ex Day.
All
there's
right,
nothing. Like, there's no rules
do.
To it.
Here's what we're gonna do. I will text an ex. Whatever. If text in right now to 51059.
Do we get to pick the ex as well? Or
which one would you pick? Without saying the full name.
Not the most recent.
Are we talking about wives or are we talking about girlfriends?
I was thinking
girlfriends?
Wives.
Dan from next door.
Because here's what I don't want to say we'll do the whatever the first person says, but I swear that I will text whatever the seventh person, texts in, I will text one of my exes whatever you say. So text in to 51059 right now what you want me to text an ex. Aaron, you have to text whatever the ninth person says.
To who? The list is long.
I know. The most recent situationship.
No, I don't want
to. Because you're really trying to cut that one off?
It is cut off, but it's still.
Is it cut off the way I cut things off?
No, it's
slow
very cut off. No, like unfollowed, blocked. Like.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, that's probably why this day exists, because of people like you. It's like you're kind of just looking for an opening.
No, I
you
really
know,
am
lots
scorched
of people
earth.
Out there.
Ever since, it's very complicated. 51059, tell me what to tell the ex and I'll do it. And we'll figure out what we want to do with Aaron.
Good evening. Today is a beautiful day for us sugar addicts. It's Buy a Donut Day, Candy Corn Day, and also Sugar Addiction Awareness Day. But
news!
We don't need to talk about that.
Hold on. It's all those things.
Yeah.
It's not Sugar Awareness
Get
Day.
Get rid of the
it
last
is.
Thing.
It is Sugar Awareness Day.
Well, yeah, because like candy corn.
What?
I could quit anytime.
Like I
if I wanted
the,
to.
I saw one of the stories about candy corn, and it made me really think that when you bought candy corn recently, Aaron.
Because it was a special. It was like gourmet candy corn.
It was really good.
Yeah.
But I horked it. And I remember as a kid, because one of the stories about National Candy Corn Day that I saw was like, how do you eat candy corn? And I've never eaten candy corn the way I did that gourmet. I was grabbing handfuls and like going, ugh.
Oh.
And like, I used to like, I'd eat the colors.
I would do one at a time still, but you just throw in handfuls.
I threw in a handful, yeah.
Wow.
Oh yeah, that's what a handful, it's gotta be. Same.
No, the real way is to like just, like it depends on which way you want to go. So I used to eat the butt
which
out
one,
of it first.
Which one is the top? The white where it's the corner? Like the
yes, the top is the thinnest of anything. Just
no,
imagine
but,
it's a-
No, but it's candy corn. So when you stack them all together, is the outside color yellow is the corn. That's
Yeah, you're supposed to be able to shove them
the
into
ear.
A corn husk
yeah.
and it looks like that. But no,
what's
you
got to
look at it like it's a building.
Okay.
Or it's a teepee. Like you wouldn't build a building with the skinny part down. So the bottom is the thick part. So sometimes I flip it over and eat the butt first.
Okay.
What you want to text your ex?
That's exactly what. Can I?
Yeah. Let's talk about candy corn.
Flip over and donut day too.
Yeah, it's buy a donut day.
But not eat it? Is tomorrow eat a donut day?
Every day is buy a donut day when you live by a Quick Trip.
Facts.
Do you know how long it's been since I had a donut?
What?
I haven't had, I don't eat donuts ever. And then the last
That's like the number one thing I miss. I cannot find good gluten-free donuts.
Because
they're more cakey. You can't get that light, airy without gluten.
Like a Krispy Kreme donut?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Somebody's got to make a glazed donut. If you know where, this is going to get real confusing because I might end up texting one of my exes where gluten-free donuts are.
Where do I get a glazed donut?
Because they make gluten-free bun cakes. That's close. Because it's got a hole in the middle?
Yeah, but the texture, it's...
Oh, you want it to be less cakey, more donut-y.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
The last thing I ate was when you bought me a magic bar or whatever you call those things. But that's not
maple
donut.
That was years ago.
Yeah, that's the last time. I don't... There's even a Dunkin' in my neighborhood now, and I'm just it never occurs to me that, damn, I want a donut.
Wow.
When I walk to the bakery at the grocery store, sometimes I go, should I? And then I see the people doing it, and I'm like, no, don't.
It's rare that I have a thought that isn't that. Good evening. Kind of a touchy subject here. We haven't talked much about Liam Payne, the One Direction One Directioner who passed away.
Yes.
And there were some rumors that he was going to have a song released posthumously.
I thought they did release it.
No.
Because who was it with? It's with somebody else. It was a duet with somebody.
Sam Pound was the producer on it. He's collaborated with One Direction before. And he kind of just went out and was like, hey, I've got a song. We're going to drop it. We love you, Liam. I don't think he meant anything, but Liam's family has come out and they were kind of like, that's not a great idea. So now Sam Pounds has come out and said, we're not dropping the song.
They're
not going to drop the song.
Because he was just going to try to get filthy rich off of this song.
I don't know. I think
Liam got like One Direction songs saw a spike in downloads
day. Yes, but I don't know if this was planned prior to his passing, if they had a release date already set.
Huh. Yeah.
And then they decided now's not a good time.
I don't want to be politically incorrect when I say what I'm going to say. It now looks like he didn't do that on purpose, right? They're saying he didn't jump. I thought somebody said there was closed circuit, a security camera saw him, and it looks like he kind of passed out first. He was and then just kind of
fell over.
Yes.
Yeah, I don't know. I did see that there is footage. I haven't watched it.
They haven't put it out on the net. Actually out there.
It's somewhere, for sure.
I don't know. I heard something about a broken TV, too, in the room.
Yeah.
There was he'd maybe been having some sort of manic from,
broken,
I don't know.
Broken laptop.
Things.
So he was having a...
some sort of react. I don't know if there were a reaction to drugs in his system or if he was just having some sort of
breakdown.
Because
he was on the pink, whatever.
The pink, yeah.
Pink cocaine.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Do you have one more? She doesn't.
Do, but I lost it. Good evening.
Good evening.
It turns out we actually do have time to exercise, but we choose screen time instead.
I don't want to hear that.
I don't want to hear it.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.